has been raised on a number of occasions. I would also like to remind everybody that in conjunction with MINUSCA and the international community, the Central African Republic has renewed the mandate of the Special Criminal Court. It is fully independent. It is of a hybrid nature, comprising both national and international judges. It has already handed down a number of rulings. The Special Criminal Court is currently holding its second session, and the Truth, Justice, Reparation and Reconciliation Commission supports the court's work. In accordance with domestic law, any perpetrator of serious human rights violations will be punished. They will be prosecuted and punished by the national law, and as we are parties to International Convention on Humanitarian Law, we have this obligation. When it comes to women and children, we have a number of strategic plans. We have the strategic plan during peacetime and during times of conflict. This has enabled us to achieve tangible results when it comes to access to justice and to holding perpetrators of sexual violence to account. So we are happy to present the country's strategy to the international community, which strives to increase the number of special courts around the country to 7. So those are special units to combat all sorts of violence against women and children. So those are the responses that we can provide to the concerns raised by states during the second segment. Thank you very much, Vice President.
Thank you. And I would like to thank His Excellency, the delegation led by His Excellency, for the presentation and